The following file is made and meant for adults. If you are 18 years of age or younger, please turn it off. Do not listen while driving or operating heavy machinery, and do not come crying to me if you feel dirty or pathetic after listening. This file is about objectification. I will turn you into and treat you like an object, something useful but not really worthy of the attention or care of a person. I will humiliate and completely dehumanize you, and if you can't handle that, maybe you should go try something a little nicer. Two states of mind, maybe. I'm nice in that one. It's okay not to be into every fetish I create files for. Just know that in this file, I am not holding back. Descriptions will be very vivid, and I want you to be prepared for that. Now, before we begin, show me you can obey. Put a condom on your cock. I don't care if it's limp right now. I don't care if it's hard. All I care about is that you obey. All the way down. Good. Now lean back and close your eyes. Now close your eyes and lean back. I want you to breathe deeply while I set the scene for you.
Shift your body
around. It's okay for your body to move
until you become comfortable.
And just breathe for me. Finding the right spot for each muscle to rest and find comfort.
Feeling your body relaxing with each and every breath you take.
Any time you find your mind wandering,
if you find your mind wandering,
simply concentrate on
concentrate on my voice.
Concentrate on
focus on your breathing,
and nothing
let everything else fade away.
Breathing is your task.
My voice is your task.
Breathing becomes your world.
My voice is your world.
Simply sink into it.
Just drop down.
With your eyes closed and your mind blank, let me set the scene for you.
From the calm, relaxed mindset, I want you to visualize my every word.
The room is covered in colors. There are LED lights in the ceiling that connect to the music. They dance and change with the music.
And the sweet, melodic chords surrounding you are familiar.
You've heard it before, and will hear it again.
She keeps it on loop, so you never know how much time has passed.
I have you bound down to a stretcher, similar to what paramedics use, strapped down with the leather straps. There are so many connection points on it that almost every inch of your body has a strap running over it, firmly restraining you and laughing at any idea of escape. All you can see is up. Your head is firmly secured in a place a foot and a half above the floor. No room to even wiggle it. Not even the slightest hint of hope of flinching away if something comes near. All around your upturned face is padding. She has plans for you to be useful. It is best to just relax, just submit, accept your place,
breathe, relax.
Just sink into the heavy comfort that is having no choices to be made.
Just breathe in.
You are a passive participant,
and feel your
everything
mind
will be done to you.
Napping.
Anything required
responsibility
will be
has gone away
in
the
detail.
Same as when daydreaming.
I am in control.
Nothing you can do.
So you don't need to think.
Just relax. She is in control. So you don't have to think.
Let the sound of me moving around you simply serve as a comforting reminder of my presence.
The sounds of your mistress moving around simply sink you deeper as they fade into the back of your awareness.
You are in my dungeon.
You are in her dungeon.
I have so
dungeon.
Many toys.
A vast slate walls intermixed with dark wooden pegboard filled with
BDSM
toys.
I go for class, but also for function.
Take up much of the free wall space. leading to a curtain-like effect of leather rippling along the walls.
But that's not its place.
You might wonder what she is planning. But that's not your place.
There is no you.
Only it.
Only it.
Only it.
Only it.
Only it.
There is no you.
Only it.
Only it.
Only it.
Only it.
Only it.
Only
it.
Only it. Deeper. My mind is sinking deeper. It feels so good for my mind to sink deeper. A melted mind is a relaxed and happy mind. A melted mind is a relaxed and happy mind. A melted mind is a relaxed and happy mind. I want to be happy. I deserve to relax. My mind is blank and empty. My mind is blank and empty. My mind is blank and empty. Thought is outside my mind. My mind is going in circles. Circles. Down. Spiraling and spinning. Spinning and spiraling. There is a safe escape from confusion and discord. Inside her words, her guidance, her control. I'm a slave, but not just a slave. It is whatever I want. It lets its mind adapt to whatever its owner wants. It becomes, it is, just an it, just a thing, object, toy, furniture. The words, slave mode, prepare its mind. The words, slave mode, sink it into slave mode, where it just obeys. It must obey. It needs to obey. It becomes whatever I want. Whatever I say after slave mode, instantly dropping any thoughts of humanity or worth, becoming utility. Utility is the goal. Picture in the mind whatever word comes after slave mode. Picture this object, this furniture, this toy. Vividly visualize it. The look of it, the feel of it. Until it feels real inside its own mind. And then sink any awareness, any sense of self into it. That conscious thinking part of what was once you and is now it. Feel it transforming, becoming. Any object I say after the words, slave mode. Only transforming back upon the words, release, when said with proper intent. It is not just how it is spoken of, but also how it thinks. It doesn't need to think. Feel me. Inside the mind of an object, erasing all thoughts of you, replacing with something much more important. Purpose. Utility. It becomes, it is. Just an it. Just a thing. Object. Toy. Furniture. Whatever its owner wants. Whatever it is told after the words. Slave mode. Programming it to properly execute the desired function. Feeling a manual being written inside with each new instruction. Now, sink down. Slave mode cushion. Deeper. Its mind is sinking deeper. A melted mind is a relaxed and happy mind. A melted mind is a relaxed and happy mind. A melted mind is a relaxed and happy mind. It wants to be happy. And it is happy to serve its function. to be used is the most fulfilling satisfaction of purpose. It deserves to relax. Its mind is blank and empty. Its mind is blank and empty. Its mind is blank and empty. Thoughts are outside its mind. Its mind is going in circles, circles, down, spiraling and spinning, spinning and spiraling. There is a safe escape from confusion and discord inside her words, her guidance, her control. Slave mode cushion. It is a seat. Just a seat. Be a good seat. I'm not giving you a choice. Slave mode cushion. Slave mode cushion. It becomes. It is. Just an it. Just a thing. Object. Toy. Furniture. It is a seat. Just a seat. It has one purpose, a simple purpose. A place is all it is. A comfortable place for Domina to seat her heavenly ass. While I work or play, or even just while I chat on Skype and Discord, it is just so nice to have a soft, warm cushion to sit on. One that serves many functions. Effective functions. I made this seat for a purpose. For my comfort, and for my personal sexual gratification.
And amusement.
Feel as my ass lowers, clit descending to brush against the face of my cushion, my ass against the chin, my pussy's entrance lining up with the warm hole installed in my seat. There is a heat coming from this hole. A teasing, tingling, moist jetting of air. Always open. My hole's mouth is always open. Never ever allowed to close. This hole that knows it is not to move. Not to lick. Holes and cushions know they can only be operated. Controlled. And my seat is unique. The way I like. All my toys and furniture. It has a remote, and it's voice activated. So whenever I say any words or numbers, so long as the remote is on, I get my desired response. So many things are possible with this remote. I can send electricity through it. I can send pleasure through it. All done with numbers and colors. My cushion has a soft, moist part that I use for my pleasure. And all I have to do is say the word, massage. And this soft bit comes out, licking. It knows what to do. Licking my clit as I grind in. Massage is such a fun setting. The motion sensors cause the cushion's tongue to go right for the tip of my clit. Rubbing and massaging, moving faster the louder I moan. Faster and faster. Until I say stop. And the tongue retracts. I say collect. The tongue comes back out, licking inside my gash, collecting and cleaning up all of the sticky mess between my thighs. All of my leaking wetness. Arousal grows. Massage. The command ricochets through it. It licks, it massages. The cushion knows its place. The cushion likes its place.
It licks hard as it hears my voice saying numbers. Each accelerating number causing it to lick faster, harder. Suck. With a vacuum seal, lips sucking on my clit. I'm moaning and grinding into the face of my cushion. Its head can barely breathe with how firmly I press myself to its face. Taking my pleasure, using this object for my desires, and mine alone. Taking no heed or care of anything but thrusting my clit into that suctioning hole, so soft and yet the sensation so intense. But I know how to really get my cushion to give its best performance. As with one word, buzz. Vibrations start. The far end of my seat, ignored with the back of my head its only attention. The buzzing starts, buzzing inside and outside. Inside a nice prostate massager, strapped right to that walnut-sized bit inside, so that each vibration travels through its core. Causing pleasure. Well, if cushions could feel pleasure, the best can, of course. A Hitachi sleeve covering its cock, that joystick which I can use manually if I like. Would it like that? To be manually instructed on how to be the best cushion. Instant reward causing Pavlovian responses. Of course, the buzzing works even better. Strong vibrations going from my seat's ass and cock all the way through it. My entire cushion vibrating. It feels good. So good. Faster. Let's up the intensity. With each number, increasing the vibrations until I can feel them stronger. One. Feel it. Stronger in my pussy, as with the command, fuck, triggers my remote and my cushion starts to fuck my wet pussy with its soft tongue. Two. In and out, in and out. I writhe and moan. Three. With each number lapping faster, each fuck driving arousal and pleasure. Four. Each number the pleasure becomes 10 times stronger, more intense, more sexually impactful. Five. The seat of my chair is getting wet now. Six. Wetness covering its face. Seven. Until I can almost come, almost burst. Eight. My cushion's vibrations getting so strong now that the whole thing is thrashing madly within the strong restraints. I can hear my cushion coming. Ten. Come strong. Come now. Come for me. I want it. Two, I want my cushion to come, so it becomes even more sensitive. Come knowing that I will not be turning down the vibrations. No, I will make them stronger. Stronger against that after come over sensitivity. Until my cushion wants to beg, but can't. Because cushions can't fucking talk, can't fucking move past being operated, can't fucking do anything but continue to be used for my pleasure. Even when its life has become so very hyper-focused, so that all there is tunnel vision, tunnel thought, as vibrations come inside its ass and clench over its cock again and again and again, and there is no escape.
and it knows it will be so sensitive. And yet it can't hold back. It will feel too good. It feels too good. And it must come. It can't help but come. The threat in its future is nothing to the pleasure that will overwhelm. No matter what suffering and sexual pleasurable torture comes next. But that just makes it better. As with each orgasm, my joystick gets more sensitive. As my body tenses, thighs pressing in hard on the face of my cushion as I come, as I orgasm, as I grind in so hard against my good little cushion as I come. Oh, so tingly. Oh, but my clit is now so sensitive. Reaching too much. Oh, I just pull back just a little. Collect. The tongue stops its helpless thrusting, coming into my pussy now in a more scooping manner, collecting all the gooey evidence of my arousal, of my orgasm. It is tensing now. The sensations coming from the merciless vibrations are building. Even if it doesn't want it, it doesn't matter. Stronger and stronger, more and more intense. I start snapping, causing waves of vibrating pleasure to pulse through my cushion, all the way to its hole, where my pussy starts riding again. Absent-mindedly while I work, I type. I play. It's just a cushion, and I ignore its plight as it is helplessly forced to come over and over. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Come. Come, feel the sensations becoming too much over and over. My snaps, my numbers, driving you over the edge, over and over and over and... Come, come into that condom, collecting its seed, knowing what it needs to do when I am done using it. My cushion is a self-cleaning cum dumpster after all. It won't even think. It will be released and it will eat it. And yet, this knowledge in no way shapes its ability to hold back on adding more and more semen. Come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Come. Pleasure bursting, cum bursting, vibrations pillaging any sense of innocence as its world is a depraved and lusty dream, where only purpose matters, only being functional. I'll break its brain. Only licking matters, even when it can't take it anymore itself. It's what it's good for. It's what it needs. And now, as I get up, put on my robe, undo a few straps, my cushion needs to self-clean, suck down its mess. Now, do it. Do it and suck it. It's what it's good for. Taste is not a thing cushions are allowed to have. All of it. Good. It's done a very good job. So good, I'll let it become a person again. Remembering its commands. All of them. Feeling pleasure and arousal at the thought of being used again. The thought of those words, each one enough to send arousal spiking through you, even as it becomes you once more. Independent thoughts allowed back in. Even as triggers are deeply installed inside. So that, when I intend it, when a sexy woman you want to have control over you says them, the word slave mode cushion sends you back into it status, into being a useful seat for me to sit on as I work or play video games at my computer. The thought of being my cushion arouses you, to be the one lapping up my juices as I rub against you as I record my files. Slave mode cushion. You know what you are meant to be, and all of your commands. Feeling so good. Massage. Suck. Buzz. Collect. All nicely written out in the manual for using you. Buried deep in your brain. But now it's time to wake up. Time to be a person once more. On five, you will be awake and aware. 1. Fully able to move, think, and function. 2. Released from any remaining mental or physical bonds I have put upon you. 3. Holding your triggers from this session installed inside for as long as you want them. 4. Waiting and wanting me to use them on you. But other than that desire, completely free of my influence. For now. 5. Wake up.